Top of the hour, but right now we have a live in-studio guest. It's Janelle Teppin joining us, the Dundas City Administrator. Janelle, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
You join us each day after a council meeting, and last night was a Monday night. You had a Monday night council meeting. Let's talk about it. First of all, police officers were on the agenda. Are you hiring police officers now? Let's talk about that.
Well, we, as you might recall from previous conversations, we have currently budgeted two full-time police officers plus a police chief. And, the state of the state these days is police officers are jumping from one agency to another, you know, for a variety of reasons. Every city, I swear, in this state is looking for police officers. It feels like that. And we're no exception. And again, as you might recall from previous conversations, we have another full-time police officer position budgeted in 2023. So in order to get a jump on that, talked to the city council last night about posting that position now in anticipation that one of our officers might be leaving, not quite sure yet, and this opening in 2023. Also talked with the council about recruiting again for some more part-time officers, just a couple, to help fill in some of those hours should we not be able to fill those full-time positions. As we chatted just in a couple seconds ago, you know, things have changed over the past number of years. Back in the day, we used to get, you know, 100 applications for one opening, and now we get, maybe one or two applications for an opening, and we're no different than any other organization across the state.
Yeah, there have. That's really been a difficult thing for police departments everywhere. I know it seems like in Northfield here, every time we hire one, we lose one.
Right.
Which is due to retirement. Some officers deciding to go into a different line of work. Policing is not easy.
Right.
In this day and age, it has changed a lot over the course, really, of the last decade or so. So best of luck to you with that. Do you have so this was the first step in that process,
right,
just to getting it through the council. All right. Let's move on. Do you have a new snowplow there?
We do have a snowplow.
Oh,
we're
new
just
toy.
Waiting for the snow.
Bring it on. All right. What? Tell us about that. What did you get?
So we ordered this snowplow a year or so ago. It's a big truck with mm-hmm. plows on it, and you know what kind it is, you know.
Come on, Janelle.
I don't know.
You're talking to a guy, a geeky guy who likes this type of stuff.
And so we have an old snowplow that the city bought used in 2012. It's a 2004. We bought it in 2012. And it has seen better days. It's served the city very well over the course of the past 10 years. So we've talked with the council a couple of times about what we're going to do with that old snowplow and how we might improve our service delivery with respect to snow plowing. We anticipate that this new truck is going to be much more effective and efficient snow plowing. But the council wants us to, so the discussion has been, do we keep that old snowplow and put it into, you know, a regular route? And it needs about $10,000 worth of stuff, tires, brakes, new blades, so on and so forth. And it's got a market value right now of about $25,000. And we're at the top of the used market, sales market right now. So staff's recommendation has been, let's sell that truck and let's take that money and put it towards another piece of equipment that we can use to snowplow and do other things throughout the year. Snowplows aren't very useful on a year-round basis. Yes, they can be used to haul large loads of dirt or rock during the summer, but beyond that, there's not much use for them.
Are you targeting any particular type of a vehicle as of yet? I mean, I would imagine there's some smaller, you know, I want to say utility vehicles type vehicles that might be quite a bit more versatile.
So we have a regular skid steer. We have a tool cat. All of those pieces of machinery are used on a year-round basis and during snow events. Staff has looked into a front-end loader, and mm-hmm. we've contacted local dealers around the area and gotten some lease prices, some purchase prices on a front-end loader. We're just, you know, what size do we get? What size is going to be most useful for us? And so that's kind of where we are. So council, at the conclusion of the discussion last night, said sell the old truck and put the money towards a front-end loader, a lease with an option to buy of a front-end loader.
All right. All right. Once again, Janelle Teppin is with us. We're talking about Dundas City Council meeting last night. The Enterprise Fund was also on the agenda. Tell us about that.
So enterprise funds, as you might remember, are like our water, sewer, storm sewer, and our refuse funds. Those are the funds that are supported not by a property tax levy, but by user fees. You know, your utility bill, your water sewer bill, the refuse part of it. We contract with Dick Sanitation for refuse removal. Those are all enterprise funds. And so we didn't have to do anything prior to the September preliminary levy with those funds. So we wait until after that's all over, and then we bring the enterprise fund discussion back to the city council. And we did a rate study last year, and we anticipate and have built into our budget projections a 3% increase in water rates, a 3% increase in sewer rates for 2023, and we anticipate a increase in the refuse portion of that bill as well, just because we've got a new contract with DSI and they have increased their prices.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 3% on those first two, that is below inflation. I would imagine that the sanitation portion of it, the waste hauling, probably a little bit more. I can't see that getting much cheaper.
Right.
All right. Anything else, Janelle?
Remember, Friday night is Trunk or Treat from 6 to 7 p.m. at Memorial Park. And the election is 2 weeks from today.
Yes, it is.
Tuesday, November 8th, and Dundas City Hall is a polling location. Between now and then, if anybody's interested in early voting, absentee voting, they can go to either the Northfield City Hall or down to Faribault to the Rice County Government Services Building.
And your first meeting in November will be the following Monday after that. So
that's correct, the 14th of November.
Yeah, that would actually follow the second Monday, but it would be the third Tuesday. My calendar always gets off when that happens. I have to like change it. I always say
you're not the
before.
Only one.
All right. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator.